Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is that you?
That's me.
That's you. Okay. So that is from the Shamrock, which is the resident Buffalo Bills bar.
St. Louis here, Bills Mafia.
It's here in St. Louis City. How many people were there? 150
years? 140-ish.
How are there 140 Buffalo Bills fans in St. Louis?
There's more than that. There are
I know that's not all of them, but right. I mean, how are there 140 in St. Louis who are willing to go out on a Sunday night? How's
we're
that even
everywhere.
Possible?
Everywhere. Bills Mafia is literally everywhere in this country and world. I mean, there. I saw on Instagram one from, they had 150 people at the London Bills Mafia bar last week. It's just, we're everywhere.
Scott Jagow from the KMOX.
Nobody's
newsroom.
Left in Buffalo. They're all gone.
Reporter, anchor, host here is with us on KMOX, and he is the Buffalo Bills fan. Here at the station, they have a huge game this weekend, which you can hear on KMOX. It is the AFC Championship game against the Kansas City Chiefs. As soon as we're done with you, we're going to talk to Danan Hughes, who is the radio analyst for Chiefs football. But let's talk about this one, Scott. That atmosphere at the Shamrock, I've gone by. I went by last Saturday or last Sunday. I've been by before a time or two. Y'all are nuts.
In a good
way. You're crazy people. You're Bills people
are
crazy.
That's what happens when you follow a team your entire life and you're over 50 years old and you haven't won a Super Bowl. That's what happens to you.
Yeah.
It just eats away.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Your sanity.
When did the Buffalo Bills become the Buffalo Bills?
1960. So my dad has been following them since then. He's over 80 years old.
Because I was going to say, you know, the Blues had something similar. They were in the 60s, had never won a cup. Then they won it in 2019. But this is longer than that.
Yeah. Yeah, it is longer than that.
Yeah. We used to say.
aware.
We used to say.
It has definitely taken at least 12 to 14 years off my life already watching this team.
Well, when you do
lose
die.
Lose close games and, you know. Things like what happened in Nashville. I don't call it the Music City Miracle because I think it was a forward pass. But, I mean, there's all these games that just take years off your life.
So when you do die, you'll have the Bills lower you into your grave so that way they can let you down
one last time.
Very good.
Scott,
No.
Scott, let's talk about when you are dead. When you have...
That's
great. When the casket is there, assuming it's an open casket thing, like there's not something terrible that happens to you. Okay. They can't reconstruct you. How much Bill's stuff do you think will go in the casket with you?
Oh my gosh, you can't even. I'm thinking of the inventory right now. So I take two footballs to the game. One of them is deflated, and I haven't inflated it in about 5 years.
Like your spirit.
Is that the ball that you get? Yeah.
Wait, so you...
Amy.
Another good one. I gotta hand it to you.
Don't listen to Amy. We're having a conversation right now. Don't listen to Amy. She just wants to ruin your day.
So I have relatives, especially my mom, who keeps giving me Bill stuff. Yeah. I mean, for years and years, my aunt used to do it. My other relatives, and so I have in my closet like 17 Bills blankets.
Wow.
Oh,
I can't even fit them all in there. And then I've got the footballs, which are so the blankets will have to be in the casket. The footballs will have to be there.
It's wrapped in the blanket.
Because there's nowhere else to put it?
Jerseys will have to be in there too. I got jerseys of players who haven't played for 25 years.
Why don't you give some of those things away?
I don't know
like
how to do
that. Like the Bills do.
You don't know how to give things away.
What are you talking
about? If you didn't.
I am a Bills hoarder.
My grandfather, when the Bears were good in the 80s, you know, we'd go to his house. And we did it once or twice, and then we were like, never again. Because we'd go to the house, it'd be game day, and he would have Bears stuff all over the living room. Like, he would put a jersey on the chair that you couldn't sit in because the jersey was in the chair. And he had, the stuffed bear, a teddy bear with the bear's jersey on it. Yeah. And we were like, okay. And then he would yell at the TV, and we'd have to go home.
Well, that sounds familiar.
Is that you? If you didn't have the Shamrock, mm-hmm. is that what you'd be doing on Sunday?
Yeah, that's what I did for a long time. I would sit with my stuff.
Yeah, what a dumb question, Rob.
You'd sit with your, you'd
idiot.
Get your, you would get.
My dad is way worse. He hasn't gotten, no, I've have some sense of peace and calm. I still get really worked up, but not the way I used to. My dad still gets really worked up. He will quit in the middle of the second quarter.
Yeah.
And just leave the room and never come back.
Can you watch?
I can't do that.
Can you watch a game with him, or did he drive everyone away? Because I've known people like that.
I can't watch a game with him anymore. Yeah. It's too negative. I can't stand the negative.
Yeah.
So at the beginning of every season, my entire life, it was like, all right, I think the Bills are going to be better this year. And then my dad just pouring negativity all over it before the season even started.
Yeah.
And so eventually I just said, I don't think I can talk about this with you anymore.
Yeah.
I still occasionally do, but yeah. I just, very briefly.
So, wait a minute.
That's such a funny thing that happens
in
sports.
How do you feel, then, about someone like Ronge, a Chicago Bears fan who's constantly feeling sorry for himself and is constantly bitter and sad and angry? Is it worse because at least the Bills are competitive, or is it better because the Bears have won a Super Bowl before.
That's true.
Yeah, and the
so which is
I was
worse?
Like seven,
right?
Yeah, but you were alive. This guy,
I was alive.
His whole life, he's been let down.
Yeah, four Super Bowls in a row.
So
we
which
lost.
Is worse?
You mean
being a competitive loser,
or just a loser?
Just a loser.
I have been both. A loser with a ring or two. We didn't make the playoffs for 17 years in a row, so I was in the just loser category. Now. We have one of the greatest quarterbacks, and so we are amazing right now.
Yeah.
So I don't know. The answer is I would much rather be competitive.
Yeah.
And have 140 people at the Shamrock and having a great time than go home and on December 29th after a 3-13 season. Oh, what would
Ron
the Bears
wants
want?
Them to build the new stadium
this year?
In the lake.
Well, yeah, I want them to build the new stadium underwater. Actually, I don't. They hired a coach I think is the right guy. I don't know for sure, but I think Ben Johnson is the right guy.
Not the 16th century playwright. In case
and not
you were
the
wondering.
Not the Memphis Cardinals
manager.
No, that's
a good hire. I think he's going to do
he's
well.
Good. He'll
be a great fit for Caleb Williams. But I did want to say that the Bills are also building a new stadium right next to the old one, and it'll open in 26. And it gives you hope that the team will be here for a long time, because in 2015, Bon Jovi and Donald Trump tried to buy the Buffalo Bills.
What?
They got outbid. Can you imagine? And they were going to move them to Toronto.
Wait, Bon Jovi and Donald Trump together?
Yes.
Were going to buy
2015?
The Bills?
Yes.
And move them to Toronto?
Yes. All of those things are
Why
true.
Why do I not remember this?
This is
well,
an amazing got, story.
Yeah. Terry Pegula, the oil billionaire, who's from Buffalo, stepped in and had a higher bid, and the NFL said, you're the buyer. And he saved Buffalo.
Wow.
He also bought the Sabres, who haven't been to the playoffs since he bought them. And so that's the team in Buffalo that's just miserable.
Yeah, but who cares?
Yeah. I mean,
you got the
we
Bills.
Didn't have the Bills. If the Bills were bad and the Sabres were bad, I mean, my sports life would be unbearable.
I do wish that football, just the nature of the sport, you can't play like every couple of days. You just can't. Physically, it's not possible. But I love the sport so much, and it's so much fun to watch, that I wish it was possible to have as many football games as there were baseball games a week. You can't do it because players would die, but it would be great. Because it's almost sad when game day is over, because you build up so much for it. You spend the 3 hours, 15, 3.5 hours watching, and then it's over, and it's like, well, damn, I got to wait another 6 days.
Yeah, there's nothing like it, though.
Yeah.
I love football, and I this rivalry, which actually, maybe that's not the right word, because the Chiefs have beaten us 3 times in the playoffs, and so that doesn't really make much of a rivalry. We've won a lot of the regular season games, but we haven't won in the playoffs. So this is a huge game, because it's the fourth one, and historically, I don't think there's been two teams with the same quarterback that have lost, one of them's lost four playoff games to the same guy.
There are a lot of people who feel like this one's different than the last several. How are you feeling?
I mean, to
be rational. Quit being the irrational you.
and you got to tell us if you felt the other ones were different too.
No, I did not necessarily think they were different, but this one does feel somewhat different because I think it's mainly because of our coach. He has had a different philosophy and attitude this year, and Josh Allen has balled out in every single one of the playoff games against the Chiefs. He has played out of his mind, but our coach twice has foiled him. So this year, our coach has been much better, and I'm hoping he can do it one more time to get us to the Super Bowl for the first time in 32 years.
Look, if they got the lead with like 15, 17 seconds, I believe in it. I believe in them. This time they're going to hold him.
Yes.
This time they're going to hold Scott.
Wow.
Okay. Well, good luck to you Sunday. I don't think I want to go by there.
He said it's too much.
This weekend's too much.
Yeah.
I would be afraid. If it started to look bad third quarter, I would slip out. Not say a word.
You would be afraid of the mass suicide that would take place.
This is in Jonestown. It's not that big of a deal. You'll be back next year.
It's called hyperbole.
This isn't Jonestown. Oh.
Well, actually, yes. I forgot to tell you that the Shamrock is providing us with cyanide tablets.
No, Scott. They're not doing that.
Just in case.
No, Scott. It's only football. Football is everything.
Right.
Though.
It is only football.
Good luck to you. So I know you got to chat with Stu Mack this weekend on Sunday.
Yeah, three good things.
Three good things.
St. Louis. Right. Sunday morning, 6:30 to 9:30. It's a great stretch of radio.
When you're here in the morning on Sunday, try to concentrate on your job.
Try to focus.
You're going to be
really hard
on
Sunday.
How much are you going to not care about the Home and Garden Hotline?
Yeah.
I always care about the Garden Hotline.
Dude.
I'm sorry.
He's going to be taking Garden Hotline calls thinking about Josh Allen.
Tulips.
Like, I don't care.
You think I care about tulips? Josh Allen has got to play out of his mind today.
Oh, your frozen floorboards? You think I care about that right now? Whatever.
I'm going to come up with some way to infuse the Bills into the conversation about gardening somehow.
Yes,
good luck.
You should. Every
I'm going to think about it.
Every answer has to have a Bills reference.
Scott Jagow hosting Sunday morning here on KMOX. Listen to him and wish him the best of luck.
Good luck.
Let's go Buffalo.